You are with Jimmy Nath. We're just distracted because our next guest has brought us in some beautiful presents.
No, because, all right, we're going to upload a photo at Jimmy Nath. There's no round of applause today for Tommy Windsor.
What about his special song?
No, he'll get it next. Okay. We're going to come back. Tommy Windsor joins us. We've been mentioned it all show. We're running the Pointy Pinnacle on Sunday. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Nathan and I are notoriously late for everything, right? Yeah. We registered.
Last minute people.
We registered Wednesday.
When did you register?
Yesterday. Wednesday.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah. Thursday.
But
Thursday.
That's why people love us, because we're like, oh, no, they're going to be there.
Okay.
There's no love lost here. Like, I love you guys. But there are consequences to your actions.
I have proof that we said we're doing it this year.
150 other people managed to register on time.
Every week.
Get that. They all got their tops.
Everyone listen to Tommy.
They're not sitting here right now in the studio wearing women's Lululemon singlets, are they?
We're obviously
late. I can't run in this.
Tommy has brought us in.
Can you jazzercise up the hill?
The Run Mobart Mobros kit, Lululemon kit, obviously because we were late to the party, we have the women's singlets.
And you've never looked better. If that's not 90s hip-hop, Run DMC, look-alike, I don't know what is.
I saw a little bit of vomit in Grace's mouth.
I think maybe a big chain around the neck, maybe a clock. Can you carry a clock up the mountain?
I don't think I'll be able to get it off.
Nah.
So
I have to place this order at Christmas last year. Lululemon give us all of these tops for free, and they have done for years and years and years. Amazing community support.
It's quite comfortable, I'll say that.
Yeah, look, it's growing on you, isn't it?
Like my mo.
Jazz hands.
Tommy, it looks like it's been painted on.
Nate looks like a weightlifter from the 1930s.
Is it weird that Nate looks a bit hot?
Yeah.
I look like a wrestler. I look like Kurt Angle. My nipples are showing. Which would be good because
it's
not a bad thing. I get nipple bleeds when I run.
Not anymore.
So if I run with nipples
Thank me later. It's awkward.
Tommy,
it's really awkward.
We can't run in these.
I can't run in this, Tom.
Come on. Do you expect us to run in those?
Yeah.
What's going through your head when you get... Again, we'll put this on the socials at Jimmy Nath. What's going through your head?
I think it should go to vote. I think the people of Mobart probably should decide for you.
You want people to vote on whether or not we wear those?
Yep.
Eggs Benny is outside pissing
himself.
He's giving thumbs up.
But Eggs Benny loves it.
Eggs Benny, what do you think of the tops?
What do you think?
I had to come have a look.
What do you think? What do you think of this, Benny?
Hot.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing this up the mountain.
You can.
No.
Put it to the people.
All right. 13, 10, 16.
We'll put a poll up.
But I mean, and you can't see a photo of it at the moment. But also 13, 10, 60. You know, if you're just based on our description of it. Should we be
they
wearing?
Look great.
No, if it's based on
Kurt Angle.
It's just
Kurt Angle.
Tommy saying
how many
hot.
How many Olympic medals did Kurt Angle win wearing a top like
how
that?
How many times did he run the Pointe du Pinnacle?
He could have done it. You know it. You know it.
Still joined by Tommy Windsor.
Barely.
We're still recovering.
It's frosty morning in Mobart.
Still recovering from the outfits that he's brought you and I in, Jim. They're the women's Mobart Mobros running kit because we...
They are flattering.
...didn't show up yesterday. The reason... Tommy put one on as well, but the reason you two are out of them is because you could. Mine was so tight, I actually can't get it off.
That's permanently...
That's settled then.
Permanently in it now. I'm in the process of uploading it to the Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
So, look, Hobart... And upload it to Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath.
The question is, really, do you want to be a team player?
Are you on board with Mobart? Do you care about Movember, really?
Has producer Grace asked you to come in Monday after we run?
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. Tommy's so sheepish.
Yeah.
He knows it. Look, I'll put a poll up. Hobart, if you vote yes, the question will be, should Nathan and I run in these? If Hobart says yes, I'll run in it.
Done.
Well, this is the problem. I'm going to need, if the answer is no, I'm going to need scissors like to get out of this. I don't think I'll be able to get out of this. I might have to run at it because of
everything. Can we ask it? It does look good, doesn't it?
Well, it depends who you are.
Yeah.
They look great.
Yeah,
great.
They're damn good.
Grace, thoughts?
Let's focus on the positives.
You're into it. Okay. Grace is looking me up and down. I'm a bit...
For those too young to know, the design is a rip-off of the Run DMC iconic top from the 90s hip-hop group.
Should we get some Run DMC on, Tommy?
I thought that was going to be my song today, but I didn't want to ask.
No, we can do that.
You're not in the position to ask.
Run DMC would you like? It's tricky.
How about we go walk this way since the tops say mow this way?
You want walk this way? Yeah, yeah, I can do that.
There's a fair few people walking on Sunday too. They might want to walk their way.
No, it's not that one. I might not have walk this way. Let me just do a quick test of listen to this one. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that's walk this way.
That'll do. Yep. You happy with that one? All right. We'll put that on. More from Tommy Windsor next, if he's still around.
Go to Instagram to vote. Should Nathan O run in these on Sunday? At Jimmy and Nathan.
All right. We'll be talking about Movember, Pointed Pinnacle after this. No offence to Tommy Windsor, but our favourite guest joins us after 8:30. Nanny Lynn.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, Nanny Lynn. Yeah, you can't argue with that.
My favourite.
After 8:30.
Everyone loves Nanny Lynn.
My favourite on this show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I love her more than me.
Yeah. Tommy likes her more than all of us together. Tommy's still here. You can mow your own way. Yeah, leader of the Mow But Mow Bros, joining us every Friday to talk all things Movember, men's health, of course. But the big one happening this weekend, Tommy, as we've already discussed with a little bit of disdain based on the outfits you brought us in, Point to Pinnacle.
The love is back in the room. Great to be here and focusing forward on the Point to Pinnacle Sunday morning. Just a couple of housekeeping issues first. Baby's bottom. That's how smooth I want to see people's cheeks coming into this weekend. I'm guilty. I put my hand up. I've got a bit of stubble going on around my mow.
Yep.
But I want to see you cut those babies in. You've done the hard yards. Get the mows out loud and proud. Start the conversation.
I did a shave yesterday because I knew you were coming in today. I wanted to do something good for you when you came
in really
this morning.
It really set that top off you had on before, actually.
the post is up, by the way. The post is finally up at Jimmy and Nath. There was a few tech issues at the app crashed before, but
get on them.
I said, should we run on these on Sunday?
Yes, so absolutely.
24 hours tomorrow, Saturday, if there is enough, if it's yes, so 51%, we'll do it.
Yep,
we're doing it. Them.
Yeah, okay.
I'll share it with 150 Mobart Mobros and Mo Sisters walking, running up the Point or Pub or Pinnacle, and they'll get right behind you, guys, because they want you on the team.
Yeah, well, they just want us in these. It's going to be... Oh,
but
God.
The forecast is clearing up. Everything's falling into place. I'm so excited.
Susanna Windsor just commented.
Yeah, that's my girl. There she is.
She said, hell yeah.
Hey, she would know. She's got great taste in hotness.
Yeah, this is Tommy's wife.
Well,
she didn't say who.
Yeah, that's true. I've just got a message from
great,
her.
Great judge. Yeah. But no, I'm wrapped. It's all falling into place for Kim and Tim, the organiser of the Point to Pinnacle. Like so many people last year, they had a really challenging year. Such a great community event on Sunday, and I'm just pumped to be able to get Mobart together, tackle the big challenge, everything falling into place.
So
it's exciting.
Tommy, talk us through the schedule. How is it all going to play? Because we've never done it before. Yep. How's it all going to play out from go to woe on Sunday?
I can hear the nerves in your voice. I can hear the excitement. But it's just, it's so good once you get there. So all the walkers start at 7 a.m, whether or not you're going to the pub or the Pinnacle, and all the runners, regardless of where you're going, start at 8 a.m.
Okay, right.
There's a warm-up probably about 15 minutes before that start. Where you limber up and you all get around each other and give each other a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, you want to get your bags on the bus.
Okay.
So the event organisers will take a bag of yours on a bus to the top. So that's what you need to have your puffer jacket, your beanie, your trackies in, any sports drinks or Snickers bars or celebratory drinks, perhaps even, that you want at the top. Cameras, phones, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. I think we're packing producer Grace.
Yeah. She wants me to carry her in one of those like little toddler carrier things on the front.
You've got to be careful with this new outfit we're wearing, mate.
Oh, no. I might cut her on my nipples or something. Because they're exposed.
Tommy, I guess what does it mean to you now to be doing? How many have you been doing the point? I saw you share a post. Was it 15 years ago? Or make
yeah,
that up?
2006 we did the first ever Tash Dash, and in its form then was a run from Launceston to Hobart relay race.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we did that with, about a dozen blokes. And over the first few years of the Mobart Mobros, that just grew to the point where we had three different Tash Dash is happening simultaneously from all around the state on the state's highways as well. And
sure.
It just got a bit dangerous. And then we jumped on board the Pointer Pinnacle in 2010, and we've done it every year since. So this will be my
11th year. Wow.
Yeah. I missed one with injury in there.
Okay. Mm. And look, we did this earlier in the show, but I guess we'll ask you, having done it 11 times, any last minute advice for Jim and I that doesn't involve training?
People, like, we've had people message us, so there's a lot of people this year doing it for the first time.
Yeah. Greatest advice I think I ever received from a veteran early in the piece was treat springs like the halfway marker.
Yeah.
It's 14 Ks in, which is a long way, but it's only half the elevation. So that last 7K is pretty brutal. So get to the springs and see how you go from there.
Wonder Shees, we did put a video up. You can see it at Jimmy and Aith, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. And look, we get behind so many charities. I'm not going to ask people to donate. If you want to, that would be very lovely.
Absolutely.
But again, having the conversation, talking about you know, all things men's health, stop men dying too young, is the most important thing for us. But when I put it up, Stewie McSwain, famous King Island boy, ran the Olympian, Olympics. Yeah,
1,500 metres?
Yeah. So I started messaging him, and he's done some big runs in his time, and his thing was mental. He's like, he said the springs, because he's had heaps of friends that have run it, but he's like, when you get there, believe that there's still half in the tank. Like mentally in your head go, all right, I've got half left in my tank and that's going to get me into the top. Believe that you've got it.
The good thing as well, Tommy, I believe when you get to the springs, there'll be quite a few people around, won't there?
Yeah, there's drums, there's DJs, there was a bubble machine, wasn't you? There's lollies, there's drinks tables.
Okay.
And that's what I was about to say. Enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Just before you get to the springs, there's that lookout to the left.
It is beautiful. Well, yeah.
Don't race to the pinnacle. Have a look at that view.
Yeah.
You've bloody earned it. You've run 14 Ks uphill.
Yeah.
Enjoy it and get around the people around you, because you'll see them again in a couple of Ks when they pass you, and then you'll see them again in a couple more Ks when you pass them again. Just enjoy the atmosphere. Reward yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back when you get to the springs as well.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait for it, Tommy. You can still register if you're really last minute. Point
you'll probably
pinnacle.
Miss out on a men's Mobart Mobro's top, though, if you register really late.
I was about to say, because if there's any left, you're in big trouble.
So you're going to miss out on the women's tops as well.
You've got plenty of them.
Tommy, we cannot wait, buddy. We appreciate all the help, all the feedback.
We're going to have you on the show Monday morning.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Chat about it all.
So. Yeah, all right. We'll see you on Sunday.
Sunday.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.